Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Before we begin, if you like what you hear on Mile High Report Radio Podcast, don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and go ahead and click subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Mile High Report Radio with your hosts, Adam Malnati and Ian St. Clair. Get involved with the Denver Broncos conversation at milehighreport.com. And now it's time to get to work.
So, Adam, I think I found a way to top the rank horribleness of Thursday night football. I was actually there to watch it in person.
That's true. You were. You sacrificed your time, your effort, and getting around Denver is effort. Your well-being. I hated every moment of it.
I remember doing the podcast in my hotel room after the Dolphins fiasco.
Yes.
And I think this might actually top it, because this is more embarrassing, because their season was still had hope.
Yeah.
They still had a chance to not only compete for the wild card spot, but potentially in the division.
Yeah. I mean, they gave us hope.
I think that's the thing that ticks me off the most, is that we actually bought into this. And on Thursday night football, this is what we get. Every single person who has ever played, worked, or been affiliated with the Broncos should be embarrassed, and they need to be calling for the heads of Joe Ellis and John Elway, because as we were talking about before we started recording, you can change everything, and they pretty much have changed everything the last 5 years. There have been two things that haven't changed: Joe Ellis and John Elway.
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I think that I've tried to be one of those people that is on the side of John Elway, because I grew up idolizing him, and I appreciate what he has meant to the franchise as a player and as a GM. Let's face it, he did build a team that won a Super Bowl in 2015 with some help, obviously, but he was a huge part of that. And so I have always been one of those people, and I think you have too, that has been willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But after this loss to the Chiefs, the way that the Broncos offense just looked so ineffectual, completely lost, I just don't see why. I mean, I know why it's happening. I know why John Elway is still there. I totally understand why Joe Ellis is still there. It's because the ownership situation is in shambles right now for the Denver Broncos. And so as a fan, if you're looking at this right now, you walk away from this game and you think to yourself, the Broncos are the new Browns of the league, or the Broncos are the Raiders circa 2004 to 2019, right? I mean, that's kind of where the Broncos have found themselves. And this is an unprecedented territory for the franchise. And this game was a perfect example of what is wrong with this team. The Broncos scored on their very first drive, and that we should be excited about that. But the fact is, they scored on the first drive because Kansas City's defense made two big mistakes. Kansas City's defense had the holding penalty and the face mask. Was it a holding penalty? I don't even know. I don't even care. I don't even care what it was. It was two bad penalties that they shouldn't have committed. And the Broncos drove down the field. They capitalized on those mistakes, and they scored a touchdown. And then they kicked their extra point, and there was the offsides on the extra point, and they took points off the board so that they could go for two. I know some people are going to say that's a ballsy move. I like the aggressiveness. That's the wrong move. And the way that you know it was the wrong move is that it didn't work. And I know that that's hindsight and that's 20/20 vision, because it is hindsight. But when they failed to pick up that two-point conversion, and you were in the stadium, I'd love to know what your take is on it. But sitting on my couch, I looked at my son and said, they're going to lose this game, because that killed their momentum. That destroyed any offensive momentum that they had. And it was a run play up the middle with Philip Lindsay. I'm sorry, did we not get done talking after our last podcast about how the Broncos needed to run the football and control the clock, and then they couldn't run the football against the 31st ranked run defense in the entire NFL with Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, and they couldn't score on a 1 yard two-point conversion? Where are we? What world is this? It's the world that we live in, and you made the point eloquently. It's the world that we live in because of the fact that the people at the top have been the same people for this entire period of ineffectiveness. And so the big takeaway is that the offense is feckless. The offense is ineffectual. They can't score points. But beyond that, and it's something that maybe we wait to get into with our next podcast, but beyond that, it's just so disheartening that we really have come to a point where we're looking at somebody who we've looked up to for our entire lives, and we think it's time for him to leave.
I'm trying to think of what was going through Vic Fangio's head aside from the 2-point conversion, because as soon as it didn't work, I mean, the people around me, we just looked at each other like, why do you take points off the board? You're playing against the Chiefs. The last thing you do is take points off the board against Patrick Mahomes in that offense. But the thing that just absolutely baffled me, and I still don't get it, is that fake punt.
Oh,
what the hell was that?
Oh my gosh. It was, I don't even know what the play was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching it from home, and I don't know what your vantage point was, but watching it from home, Colby Wadman, who can't kick a football anyway, so really maybe it was better that he was going to throw it because he can't punt to save his flipping life. But he takes the snap. He rolls to his left. There was nobody there for him to throw to. Was he supposed to run that ball, or was somebody supposed to be there for him to throw the ball to, and they just missed their assignment? What was that? That whole play was terrible. I don't know.
And then I think offensively, they need to just get rid of Garrett Bowles. They need to get rid of him. Cut him.
Wow, the
just,
whole.
I mean, he is horrible. It's not like he was going against Khalil Mack either. He was going against the Chiefs defense.
You know, the real frustrating part of that is it's not just Garrett Bowles. Ronald Leary again just was not any good. He's just
the entire
bad.
Offensive line.
The entire offensive bad. Line was bad. And we like to talk about how the offensive line was bad except for, and we usually like to play up Dalton Risner here. Dalton Risner didn't do anything that made me get excited. Now, he's a rookie, and I'll forgive him for that. But the whole offensive line was bad. And Joe Flacco was bad. Joe Flacco couldn't read a blitz to save his life. Joe Flacco has no idea how to read a defense. That was another big takeaway from this, right? If you want to really talk about something that you learned about the Denver Broncos, if you didn't know this about Joe Flacco, you better know it now. He can't read a defense. He couldn't figure out what the Chiefs were trying to do. The Chiefs' defense sucks. Their secondary sucks. Their defensive line sucks. Their defense sucks. He couldn't read their defense. Sorry. Well,
it doesn't help when your first-round draft pick drops four passes.
Yeah, that's another one. That's another place you can go. You know what? I don't like to pound on Noah Fant because rookie tight ends usually struggle, but he had his opportunity to really make up for a play that some people thought was his fault, some people thought was Flacco's fault. I still think that was on Flacco, that interception against the Titans. But this was his chance to kind of make up for that and kind of silence the naysayers. And instead, it just gets louder, right? And more people jump on that bandwagon. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of one of them. I don't like to jump on a guy like that, but dude, you had a chance. You had a chance. And they weren't easy catches. Not all of them were. There was the one that was in between the three defenders that hit his hands that he peeked. I don't know if you could tell from where you were sitting, but he peeked. He looked to see what was coming and then looked back to get the ball. And by then, the ball's on top of him and it hits his hands and bounces away. You can't look away from the football. You just can't. You got to catch the ball. I'm head and hands over here.
Brandon McManus misses another field goal.
A 45-yarder. Not a difficult one at home with no wind.
The pushes defense it. Can't slow down a backup quarterback. I mean, I told you this before we started recording. Patrick Mahomes goes out with a dislocated knee, and the game is 10-6. The Broncos defense allowed Matt Moore to score 20 more points. What the hell would have happened had Patrick Mahomes not gotten hurt?
I think the word we're looking for here is yikes. So, yeah, yikes. It would have been bad. It was bad. We don't even have to play the what-if game. We don't have to do the whole if this had happened then. We just know that the Denver Broncos, they fooled us. They fooled us the last couple of weeks. I don't know what it says about Tennessee and Los Angeles Chargers. The Titans and the Chargers must be awful teams if they allowed the Denver Broncos to beat them. And the Bears and the Jaguars must be awful teams if they almost lost to the Denver Broncos. Because this Denver Broncos team, I don't know. Maybe the old man could think of a worse team than this team. But this, to me, is maybe the worst Denver Broncos team I have ever seen. That includes the last two seasons.
I think it's just because of the performance on Thursday night. I mean, I am embarrassed. I don't know if it's possible, but the Broncos should offer a refund for the people who actually paid for that crap. And yeah. If you have Amazon Prime and you pay for Amazon Prime, you should get like a weekly stipend.
You should get something so that you can, you know, like a they give you those credits on Amazon that you can use to buy like music or apps or whatever. They should give you like a $5 credit.
I'm trying to, I mean, because we usually joke about the John Fox-isms. The Broncos didn't even plop it out there.
No. And they certainly didn't expect anything to perform.
Not at all.
It doesn't seem that there's anything to plop out there and expect to perform. There's nothing plopping because there's nothing to plop.
I think there is one guarantee from this, though. And that Drew Lock is going to be one of the two players to come off of IR.
Yeah, I think
that was all but assured.
Fairly easy
against
decision.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, fairly easy decision to make there. I agree.
It's an elite decision.
Ooh. Oh, I like that. I like what you did there. That's very well played. I also think, and I'm going to try and be positive here. Here's a positive for you. I think that Justin Simmons put himself on display in a way that shows you that there are solid pieces on the Denver Broncos. And Justin Simmons is one. Justin Simmons is a draft pick that John Elway can say, I picked that guy, and look how good he is. And maybe he's the only one. I guess some of the draft picks he's had the last couple of years have been good. Justin Simmons is going to get paid. Justin Simmons is a good football player. I'm happy he's on the Denver Broncos. I just feel bad that his talent and some of the other guys' talents, like Von Miller, who, let's face it, isn't getting any younger, their talents are being wasted by a franchise that can't figure it out, that doesn't seem to understand how to create or how to build a real football team, because they refuse to build. They refuse to rebuild, and that's what they should be doing.
Mark Schlereth just had a great tweet.
That's rare for Stink, so I would love to hear it.
Let's look on the bright side of this Broncos loss. We don't have to watch them on Sunday.
No, but the problem is they might still lose on Sunday. That's how bad they are.
I'm at a loss. I
wish people could actually. You remember when we did the Twitch thing and people could like tune in and watch us do the pod? This would be a fun one to watch, because the two of us have done the same thing over and over again, and it's a lot of stuttering and head in hands and just shaking of the head and not understanding. This game was. See, I just did it. I can't.
It was brutal.
It was hard to watch. When you root for a team, right? I think this is the other thing that happens, and this is one of the hardest things about sports, but maybe also one of the most beautiful things about sports. When you are invested in a team like this, in the way that we are, and most of the Broncos fans out there are, Broncos country is an invested community. You feel the losses. They hurt. They're not fun. And they're harder to shake off, I think, when you are invested like this. And so there's something to that. There's a certain passion that you can feel. And I suppose that's a good thing, right? But it doesn't feel like a good thing right now. Instead, it feels mostly like we're watching the collapse of an empire. And maybe what we're watching is an empire that's already collapsed and doesn't know it. And that might be the best description I can come up with. This is an empire that's already crumbled, but doesn't know it. That's still sitting there, thinking that they're one of the elite franchises in the NFL. Can you think of any free agent that really would want to come to Denver after this season?
After this game?
After seeing this, it's just not feasible. And what that means is the Broncos are going to have to build through the draft. You tell me you're confident in the Broncos' ability to build through the draft.
No, because they had another surefire pick at number 10, and they traded down to draft a tight end who can't catch anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't catch, it's a problem.
I don't want to harp on this, but you had a surefire pick at number 10, a game-changing middle linebacker, and you trade it down. Why? Because I've heard that they had his name written on the card, and the Pittsburgh Steelers make the call and they trade it. Why? Why? Devin Bush is a game-changing linebacker. All you have to do is watch the Pittsburgh Steelers to see what this kid is doing.
Well, we've been talking about this issue for years now, about the fact that the Denver Broncos don't have a true middle linebacker. And we were excited about Alex Johnson, right? Alexander Johnson looked like somebody who was going to be able to step into that role, and he may still be, but it didn't. He didn't really pop. I've been using that word a lot. He didn't really pop in this game. Justin Simmons popped, right? Justin Simmons was a guy who popped, but he pops every week, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised by that.
I will say I will do my winners and losers on Friday morning. A couple of weeks ago, I didn't list any losers because the Broncos actually won. I can say this on the podcast right now. I will list no winners from this game. Not a single winner. I will not list Justin Simmons. I will not list Royce Freeman. I will not list anybody. Nobody is a winner after that performance. They should be embarrassed. And they're all losers because we're all losers. The Broncos are a losing organization. And it sucks.
Yeah, orange is the new brown.
You've been listening to Mile High Report Radio. Get involved in the discussion at milehighreport.com. And as always, go Broncos.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.